नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, titled The Characteristics of King Puranjana, text number 45.
सप्तोपारीकृताद्वरा
पुरस्तस्यास्तु द्वे अदा पुरस्तस्यास्तु द्वे अदा रित्याग विषयगत्यार्थम् प्रत्यागविषयगत्यार्थम् कस्याम् या कश्चनेश्वरा सप्तोपारीकृताद्वरा पुरस्तस्यास्तु द्वे अदा प्रत्यागविषयगत्यार्थम् कस्याम् या कश्चनेश्वरा सप्ता सेवेन उपारे अप कृता नीट द्वारा केट्स पुरा ऑफ द सिटी तस्या दैट two then dve two ada down prita different vishaya two places gati artham for going tasyam in that city yeah one who kaschana whoever ishvara governor Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Of the nine gates in that city, seven were on the surface and two were subterranean. A total of nine doors were constructed and these led to different places. All the gates were used by the city's governor. So we repeat the translation responsively. Of the nine gates in that city,
seven were on the surface,
and two were subterranean.
A
total of nine doors were constructed,
and these led to different places.
All the gates were used
by the city's governor.
Purport, this short but sweet purport, again by Srila Prabhupada. Please listen attentively. The seven gates of the body that are situated upwards are the two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, one mouth. The two subterranean gates are the rectum and the genitals. The king or the ruler of the body, who is a living entity, uses all these doors to enjoy different types of material pleasures. The system of opening different gates to different places is still evident in old Indian cities. Formerly, a capital was surrounded by walls, and one passed through the various gates to go to various cities or towards specific directions. In old Delhi, there are still remnants of surrounding walls and various gates known as Kashmiri Gate, the Lahori Gate, etc. Similarly, in Ahmedabad, there is a Delhi Gate. The point of this simile is that living entity wants to enjoy different types of material opulences, and to this end, nature has given them various holes in this body that we can utilize for sense enjoyment. O Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruve Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kapamani Tadati Surupadam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radhadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna. So, what is happening here? What is the contest? We're talking, the Bhagavatam is discussing about gates and other things. Okay. So, what is the contest? What's going on here?
The body.
Body. Gym body. Okay. Prachaniya Bhari, he is a hero of the story here. Okay? Prachaniya Bhari and Narada Muni, they are having a conversation. While Prachaniya Bhari's sons, it's going to come after chapter, in next couple of chapters, his sons are very busy doing austerities underwater. Yeah? They are still performing for 10,000 years. It's still going on now. In the meantime, Narada Muni has come to Prachaniya Bhari. Why did he come? Because Prachaniya Bhari was interested in doing ritualistic sacrifices, karmakanda activities. In that activities, he was also killing animals without knowing the significance of the real karmakanda activity. All he wanted is, he wanted to build up his piety, and he wants a future store of pleasure for him. Because when you do karmakanda activities, the future pleasure is restored, is assured. Just like when we work for an IT company, when we get $80 to $100 per hour, we take that and put it into a bank. We know, yes, I have got superannuation, I've got this money. In the same way, at those times, they did not have superannuation. They did not have investment property. They had only had karmakanda activities to store future pleasure so that your suffering will be minimized. So in that context, he was doing. But Narada Muni, being very compassionate with Prachaniya Bhari, came to advise, because he is coming in the disciplic line of Dhruva Maharaj, because Dhruva Maharaj is Narada Muni's disciple. Therefore, a guru being very considerate to his disciple came to advise Prachaniya Bhari. Prachaniya Bhari, sir. The interesting thing is, Narada Muni is talking to Prachaniya Bhari his own story in a form of an allegory. His own story, but he was giving different context and talking. But Prachaniya Bhari was so dull at that time, he could not understand. He is going to ask, what do you mean by that in the later on? So at this stage, Narada Muni is explaining or talking to Prachaniya Bhari like this, like Bhagavatam, you know. He is talking and explaining this scenario. In that scenario, Narada Muni is saying, Puran, there is a person, his name is Puranjana. Yeah? So can all of you turn off your mobile phones? I don't think, you know, when you're coming to Bhagavatam, you have to turn on your mobile. There's no need, isn't it? Yeah. So turn off your mobile. Either you listen to Bhagavatam or you can go and listen to other conversations. Because it's not needed. There should be some format here, you know. Actually, you should not be bringing your phone into the temple. I don't bring my phone. Okay. So you have to follow something. You should not be turning on your mobile. You can turn it off. So, because what happens is, you know, it may be easier for you, but when the person is talking, right, he has a line of thoughts that's disturbed. So that's not a right way to do. Okay? You have to learn from today. Don't bring phones. Or if you bring, turn it off. Yeah? Okay. So, what's happening is, Narada Muni is talking to Prachinaya Bharat, his own story. In that, he's talking about Puranjana. Puranjana, what do you mean by Puranjana? Prabhupada has already given a hint in this translation. Do you see that? Did anyone see that? In that, where did it see? Pura. He said Pura is there, it's coming there. So we are talking about Puranjana. What is Pura?
City.
Pura means city. Or in this case, it's like a body, within the body. Within the body, you say. Jana means living entity. So Puranjana means a living entity within this body. Or a person in the city. We can call in that way. Okay? We are going to expand on this. So he's talking this Puranjana. Okay? Now he was going to the city. He was going to enter into the city. That's what we're going to talk now. Now, as he was walking across, he saw a beautiful lady, a girl or a woman. And he was attracted. So the Bhagavatam says that, you know, because it's an allegory, that this lady represents unsteady material intelligence. Okay? Material intelligence is always unsteady. Because it tells you 1 minute, 1 point. Today it will say, go and work for this company. Tomorrow you say, go and build a house here. And day after tomorrow you will say, you go back to India. All this material intelligence. But spiritual intelligence is always steady. Today, maybe Saturday, tomorrow maybe Sunday, doesn't matter. Every day, get up, chant your rounds, come and do devotion service. This is what is spiritual intelligence. It's always steady. Whereas material intelligence is always unsteady. So, as Puranjana goes, he sees a beautiful lady and she's compared to an unsteady material intelligence. Now, this lady is protected by a five-headed serpent and that represents a five. What does it represent? Five-headed? Five airs of the body, which is very, very vital for our living. And then, that lady had lot about 11 bodyguards, which represents the mind and the 10 senses. Now, that bodyguard had lot of servants, unlimited servants, or maid servants, whatever you call, and they represent the wives of the
desires,
and they represent the desires, which is basically the wife of all these 11 bodyguards. Okay, so this is a story. Now, Puranjana is talking and he is attracted to that lady and he wants to have a union with that lady. Now, as they are talking, they are going to enter into the city. Like, for example, you are going to enter into Melbourne city, you know, suburb. What do you call that, Melbourne? Downtown, is it? Okay, you're going to enter Melbourne. So this is the story we have come up to here. And here, in this, it is said that, the translation I read is, of the 9 gates in that city, 7 were on the surface and 2 were subterranean. A total of 9 doors were constructed and these led to different places. All the gates were used by the city's governor. Okay, so we have come to the place where there is a big city, and to enter into the city, there are about 9 gates. So you're going to enter. So that is, so far we have come to this stage. Okay. Now, we are going today to see different aspects of Puranjana. Okay. What is actually the different aspects, the different angles let us see. The first angle would be, Puranjana means a soul living in the body. Correct? Is that clear? All of you clear? Now, the soul is made up of the Lord's spiritual energy. And the body is made up of the Lord's material energy. They are all different energies of the Lord. Okay? How did a soul which is completely spiritual, the body which is completely matter, how these two are joined? Because in the material world, our body is material. You know? And I am the person inside this body, which is spiritual, which is part of Krishna. How these two things, you know, like oil and water, how these two things are mixed together?
Like karmas. Different karmas.
So karma is again a materialistic activity. How can karma link both matter and spirit? Any other answer?
By desires.
By desires. That is again, a desire is a materialistic activity, isn't
desires
it?
Desires to enjoy separate from Krishna.
Okay, that is good. And but how these two are joined?
They are not joined, they are always separate.
They are separate. Then how are we functioning?
Mind.
If they are separate, right? Then I should be able to access my soul. And I will say, soul, you come to the temple, body you will be in house. Are we able to do that? Wherever we go, the soul is coming. Wherever we go, the body is coming. They are united, isn't it? The material world. Right? Or no? I am just asking a question. Isn't it? So we are united, you know, body and soul. Wherever the body goes, soul is coming. Wherever the soul goes, body is coming. Correct? We are not able to differentiate. We have been chanting. Have I not differentiated my soul? I am not able to excrete my soul. Even though when we chant and all that, when we do devotion service, Krishna puts us on the higher spiritual realm. He puts us. That is the activity of Krishna. But as such, have you realized that your soul? Unless you are very high Paramahamsa, you know, isn't it? So, yes, Prabhu, what do you, quickly? Did you say something?
Because we want to enjoy the body.
That is all our, we want to enjoy. We have got desire. But what that has to do with the
mind,
body and soul mixing up? How it is connected? Yes. See, understand this point. Someone who is the owner of body and soul only can do that. Okay? See, the body and the soul, they are different energies of the Lord. But the source is one. Who is the source?
Krishna.
So Krishna is the source. He can do. For example, in my house, right, I've got a house, I've got a garage. Now I can build my garage bigger or smaller because I'm the owner of both. Right? But if I own the house, if I don't own the garage, carport, I cannot do it. But in this case, Krishna is saying that all the energies are coming from him and therefore he is the owner of both. And therefore, as Paramatma, he is giving you the bodies based on your desire. There is someone to monitor. So Paramatma is giving bodies under the direction of the Lord. But the desire is yours. You want to enjoy. Therefore the body is given. Individual body, individual eyes, nose. Everyone has got individual eyes, nose. If you want, you can do enjoy material activity. Or if you want, you can serve Krishna. It is up to you. But individual eyes are given to everyone. It's not united. Right? Everyone has got individual body. Based on your desire that is given by Paramatma. Right? That is one point. Now, the body and the soul is that we are talking about Puranjana. Right? Now, the soul is living in the body. See, these, some of the things are very difficult to understand, but we have to digest it. The soul is inside the body. Okay? And the body is matter. Spirit is living inside the body, and that is compared to what? What is it compared to? It's compared to, the scriptures compare that to a dark house. Say for example, we close all the lights, ventilation, everything is stopped. There's absolutely no light. We will not try that now. The logic is there. You can come, you know, just at 4 o'clock when they open the door, you can see everything is dark. Okay, or night, when I turn off the lights, you know. It's completely dark. Now, imagine there is a person in that room. How do you feel it? Dark. Everything is closed. This is what our soul is experiencing. But, Krishna, fortunately, there are about 9 doors open, windows. in our case, everyone's case. So the soul is trapped in this body and it has got 9 windows, holes. And the only access for the soul is through the senses. And the soul is a person who wants to do Krishna's activity. Because it's spiritual in nature. Right? A spiritual person is interested in spiritual things. And Krishna explains that we as part of Krishna, right? We are in this body. And Krishna says that we are the soul. And body is a covering like a jumper. And therefore, the soul's activity is to serve Krishna. But it's struggling to serve. But what we are giving? What we are doing? We are seeing movies. We are eating some nonsense. We are hearing Bollywood songs. And we are playing table tennis. Is it going to satisfy the soul? That person living in the dark room, is it going to satisfy them? It's going to... No. That is what Krishna is saying. Therefore, the person's soul, you are suffering. You may externally think that, yes, I'm enjoying. How long is it? For a fraction of a second. Because the senses always wants more. And therefore, the person is suffering. So what is an antidote? What is a remedy for that person who is suffering in the dark room? We all are suffering. But because the Maya completely covers the soul. That is the activity of the Maya. In the material world, the soul is completely covered by 2 wrappers. Gross body and subtle body. And therefore, the soul is confined to a darkest room. And the only access for the soul is the 9 senses. Therefore, all the scriptures, including Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, senses should not be given sense object, material sense object. But you should give spiritual sense objects. Therefore, person who come into the temple for the first time, looking at Krishna, already the soul, you know, is dying, is striving to see Krishna. The moment is there, the soul wants to, you know, is happy and it wants to make a connection. And therefore your devotion service slowly goes up and you're feeling happy. Because you are the soul. You are happy. Not your mind. But the mind always says, come on, go there. Don't come to the temple. Don't chant today. Right? You're happy today. Come on, we'll go to a movie. This is the mind. Because of the dictation of the mind. From time immemorial. Because the mind is like a container. We have kept a lot of, you know, garbage and it forms impression, you know. Sometimes I see when I put my, you know, the garbage bins, it comes on a Friday morning for us collection. So Thursday evening I have to put my garbage, you know. Then we put, after we put, we don't know. Then next day morning when I see whether they removed everything and we can see some stain inside. Even though we have a plastic bag, still there is some, you know, leak or whatever may be, and we have to slightly rinse it because it's a garbage. What do you expect? So the material impressions are created and it stinks. It smells actually.
Now we are rinsing those garbage with the antiseptic, disinfectant with the spray. I shall give them.
Okay. But how long is something else will come again? That a disinfectant, you know, they will not clean it and because of that someone else will get poison or something. Children will lick that and they'll die and they'll stop that. There is no remedy for the material energy. Always, you know. And then the council will say, don't use that antiseptic. Again, it will come back to reverse. Material world, up and down, there's no permanent solution. Only solution is Krishna says, be on the spiritual platform and come back to me. There is no solution to material energy, the material world whatsoever. Any solution will backfire and create problems only. That is how it is created. It's a defective platform, metal energy. So, the soul is suffering. So, each of us are suffering. This is our situation. The scriptures say, because it opens our eyes, all the time, you know, we are like this. So, the scriptures open. Look at this. This is where you are. And then we understand. Because a living entity can understand this only through knowledge. Through spiritual knowledge, not the material knowledge. Material knowledge will only drag you down. Spiritual knowledge will uplift you to realize you are the soul. Material energy means from goodness, you go to passion, then ignorance, next birth you will get an animal life. It's a degrading effect. We know that. Anyone you know who has started smoking, he starts with 1 cigarette, then 5 cigarettes, then become a child smoker. and ask him to leave that habit, he cannot. Right? It is degrading. More and more it will pull you down. That is how it is. So, the soul is really suffering. So, through the windows, if you practically, if you are involved in materialistic activity, your consciousness will become material. And therefore, you have to repeatedly take birth again and again. Now, through that window, through the senses, if you use or if you employ it for spiritual purposes, then your soul will be purified. And therefore, your birth is decreasing less and less. This is a phenomenon. And therefore, your senses must be engaged mainly in Krishna's service. That is a purifying effect. And therefore, your soul will be pure and then you can go back to Krishna. That is what Krishna is saying. So, the soul is inside, the body is outside. And what do the body have? The body has got 10 senses. It's a package of senses. Because the soul is suffering, the body is given some enjoyment. Because people, you know, if it is too much suffering, then everyone will become Krishna conscious. So Maya is giving you the 10 senses to enjoy. For a second. For a fraction of a second. Not for long. Because, and that the enjoyment will follow suffering also. You know? So, this is all it is. Okay, so the senses are there. Senses want enjoyment. Now, I am going to ask you a question. In the Srila Prabhupada talks about, of the 9 gates in the city, 7 were on the surface and 2 were the subterranean. So in this context, we are just coming to this text. So there are 10 senses, or 9 poles. Right? The senses are 10, but there are 9 poles. Okay?
7.
The, 7 at the top and 2 at the bottom. They are also senses, right? That is where a soul, pervert, it is looking for a pleasure outside because it doesn't know Krishna. See, the soul wants pleasure. Okay? But it doesn't know Krishna, the material world. Therefore, they have to seek out pleasure. How do they seek out? So, that's a compromise. They seek out through the senses. So, they look for senses. But unfortunately, the material energy binds. It binds the soul. Bondage. So, whenever you come in contact with the material energy, it binds you. And that is where we are bound and we are getting repeated birth. So, Krishna is warning, don't go to the material side. Just be in my side, okay? In the spiritual energy. Then you will not bound. The moment you go to the material energy, 3 modes are waiting to bind you. So, unfortunately, this is how it is. So, therefore, we should not go into the material energy. Krishna is warning. Therefore, no senses and sense object. Sense object means material sense object. We can have spiritual sense object. So, in this case, we are talking about senses, right? Eyes and all that. Is eye a senses? Is nose a sense? Is hands and legs or a genital and a rectum is a sense? Okay. Yes, yes, isn't it? Now, I am asking a question to all of you. Is sense and sense object same or different?
Different.
Why it is different?
Senses want to enjoy and therefore give them to objects. Senses want to enjoy the objects.
That's not the question I asked. My question is, understand the question. Senses and sense organ.
Or the objects.
Are they same or different?
Organ or the objects.
Sense organs.
Different.
So, okay. I'll put the question a little bit clearly. Sense organ is my eye. The purpose of seeing and stored is the sense. Okay? Say, when I see, the eye is seeing. Okay? But, that sight is stored somewhere else. Okay? That is done by the sense. So, the question is, senses and sense organ, are they same or different?
Different.
It's a tricky question. Okay. In one angle, they are different. In other angle, they are same. For example, there is a tap. A tap is there. and I want to take water into my house. The tap is outside. So what do you do? You use a hose. You use a hose to take the water from outside into your room. Isn't it? So the tap is a sense. So the hose is like a sense organ. For example, what's happening is, the soul, we are talking about soul, right? The soul is covered by invisible, understand how technical it is, how Krishna has designed, because he can design that very finely. The soul is covered by invisible mind, intelligence and senses. Okay? Now the senses is in the mind. Can you understand that? How difficult it is, you know, to understand this. Senses is in the mind, and the sense object is the, and the sense organ is the eye. The eye is not the sense. Understand this. But in common language we are talking senses. Sense means I immediately will think eye, nose. Sense, eyes and nose are sense organs. Right? Sense organ. The senses are in the mind. So what happens is, the soul is surrounded by an invisible, you cannot see that, invisible layer of mind, senses, intelligence. Of course, false ego, depending upon how you contact the mental energy. But this is the main thing. It has got a mind. The, every mind has got a senses, which is invisible. Now, because of our acquaintance with the mental energy, constantly we are given material organs. Right? In the previous birth, I was not a devotee. I want to enjoy. But I am spiritual in nature. I didn't know that. And because of my desire, this birth, I've given this body with the eyes, nose to enjoy. Because that is my desire. But in this birth, if I say I don't want to enjoy, I want to take devotion service, then probably in a birth or two, according to Krishna's plan and according to my purification, two sides. It is not that if I want it, you know, I should be pure from my end and Krishna's mercy. If both joins, then I will not have repeated birth and death. But I am working towards that. But in this birth, if I don't take up Krishna conscious, definitely there is a next birth waiting for me. So this is the phenomenon. Okay? So the senses are in the mind and the sense organ is external. It is given every birth. Every birth a different sense organ is given. It could be a sense organ of a dog. It could be a sense organ of a cat or a human. Right? Because dogs have also got eyes. We have also got eyes. Different sense organ based on the mind. It says, Krishna says, no, grouped around the mind. All the senses are given, grouped around the mind. So in this birth, if you are not clearing your mind, you are taking the same mind to the next birth. So better let us clear. Because the same mind, we know how our mind is so, you know, nonsense. That same mind you are going to the next birth. So better we use this opportunity to clear our mind. To clear the rubbish. To clear the garbage. Better. Otherwise, our gross body is finished because it's made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. But the mind, intelligence, false ego, you are carrying to the next birth through the soul. And therefore, it's so imperative that we have to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very, very important. Especially in Kali Yuga, there's no other process. Simple but easy process to clear your mind. And therefore, the next birth you will not suffer. What a process. What a process given by Srila Prabhupada. Isn't it? Brilliant process. Who has given this knowledge?
Prabhupada Maharshi.
Yeah. Absolutely. Very, very important knowledge. Otherwise, how I cannot learn, I'm just saying. How do I know this? By the grace. Very, very difficult. Okay, now we have talked about the senses. Senses and we talked about enjoyment, isn't it? Because sense, our sense organ wants sense objects, enjoyment. It is said, I read somewhere else, you know, that, you know how, they are comparing three stages of life. One is a youth, like the boys there, okay, youth. How old are you?
19.
Good, we want an example. And then adolescent, or a middle-aged, which is me, or even more longer. And then old age. We'll take Mahatma Prabhu for an example, okay? What is your name, Prabhu?
Aditya.
Aditya. So we are all brothers, okay? Aditya also means Surya. You know that? Good. So Aditya is there. Maybe we'll take Sukadeva Prabhu, because I can't say me. Sukadeva Prabhu is a middle, and then Mahatma Prabhu. Now it is said, just answer this question. In your 19 years, have you got a good sense organs? Your eyes is able to see properly. Good. Do you have money? You have? Because that is good then. Because when I was 19 years, right, I have to depend on my parents. Because I realized money only at the age of 25 in India, you know, when you go. Till such time, you have to depend on your parents. Okay. Okay. But when you were in India, when did you come to Australia?
Just like 1 year back.
1 year back. Before 1 year, you had money?
No.
So, that is my point. So, okay. So not now, 1 year back, 2 years back, you did not have money. That is the point I want. Okay. So when you are young, when you are 18 years old, your senses are good. You had lot of time, right? Because you study only for some time. But you did not have money to enjoy. Okay. Now, Sukadeva Prabhu's one, in the middle age, we have reasonably good sense. We can still, if you want, we can enjoy reasonably. And then, we have money also. Sukadeva Prabhu is a vice president of Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir. So, you know, he's getting more money than an IT specialist. In terms of Krishna, he's giving, you know, not the material money I'm talking.
You don't know.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, his senses are okay. If he wants, he can enjoy. It's not that bad, deteriorated, okay? Senses are good. He has got money. But, do you have time, Prabhu, to enjoy? No, all the time you are busy in service. So he doesn't have time, middle age. Okay? Because people are working. Now in the old age, you, Prabhu, almost, you know, going to the old age, I would not say old age, I mean proceeding towards that. Are your senses okay? Your eyes, nose, good, are you okay?
So far.
But you don't have any issues with your, can you see distance? Can you enjoy like that guy, that Aditya?
No.
Can you run? The hands, like you know. No, I'm just saying, that is what his senses means, even legs, hands. Can you work around and up the steps to jump and put the prasadam and jump and all that? Can you do that? You cannot do. Yeah, limited. Senses are limited. Now, money, you've got enough money. You're a doctor, still, you know. He is a very rich doctor, one of the rich Melbourne doctor. Right?
Retired.
Yeah. So, he has got money. He's got plenty of time now, Prabhu. You've got time, right? That time is available. Now in this age, he has got time, he has got money, but his senses are not good to enjoy. So what is the catch you are seeing? We are all going to change from Aditya to middle age to old age. We are all going to process. So every stage, there is a catch. Does Aditya, he has senses, good senses, he has got time, but no money. Sukadeva Prabhu, rich, good senses, but no time. Mahatma Prabhu, sense, good time is there, money is there, but he cannot enjoy his senses. This is the catch of material world. Always there is something you cannot achieve. This is how exactly material world works. And you will become also middle age, correct, Aditya? And you'll also become old age, right? When you go, please experience this, okay? The middle age, you have a lot of money, but you'll not have time. Because again, you want to make more money. And then when you retire, then you think, oh, I did not enjoy. Like that. This is how it is. Material world is like that.
But okay?
Prabhu, you are a devotee, Prabhu. You always enjoy. Now also you enjoy. Because you got a transcendental senses. The material senses I am talking about. Because you have got the transcendental senses, you can always enjoy. Okay? So that is how it is. So finally, to conclude, we will have a small story. Okay? And then I will ask you a small question. Let us see how you observed, okay? Now, before that, I wanted to ask one question to you. When I read Srila Prabhupada's question, one quick question before we move on to the story. Srila Prabhupada says here, different parts, and then in old Delhi, there are still remnants of surrounding walls and various gates known as Kashmiri Gate, Lahuri Gate. Now, put up your hand when is someone from new old Delhi? Any from old Delhi? Old Delhi. So, have you seen that, Prabhu? Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
What is that? Because Srila Prabhupada especially says old Delhi, there is a Kashmiri Gate and Lahuri Gate. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's still there or no?
It's still there.
I've seen that.
Okay. It's a big gate or what?
Yeah, it's still there.
Okay. Because when I go, we go to the new Delhi only. No? I don't know old Delhi. Because that's what Kailash is there, Prabhu. That is old Delhi or new Delhi, Prabhu?
No.
Which one? Our temple, ISKCON temple.
Old Delhi is separate.
Correct. I have not gone there, yeah. So you have been there, Prabhu? Okay, so Srila Prabhupada is talking, and I was thinking, you know, anything in the Bhagavad Gita is important. And Srila Prabhupada. So this is a key.
You are very close to Kashmir Gate. You are working in Changi Chowk and you are pressed to get Gita presented.
So that is a gate in the. Srila Prabhupada explains how there used to be a gate, you know, and everyone used to come through the gate. Even here also in the temple, right? We have got two gates. The gates is so important, without the gates. In the same way, Prabhupada is explaining how the gates are very important. This is like a windows or the gate for the soul. The soul, the only input is through the senses, mind you. The soul is dormant now, inactive now. Because you have not taken a Krishna conscious. If you take a Krishna conscious, by seeing Krishna, the soul is happy now. By hearing Krishna, the soul is happy now. By taking prasadam, soul is happy. Just try to understand. That is why you all are very happy. Otherwise, soul is suffering. You go and see people, you know, they're struggling.
Smelling flowers and
everything. The soul is very happy. We can experience that when we come to Krishna. Why do we experience happiness when we come to Krishna? This is the reason. The soul is happy, not the body. Because the body will be gone anyway. It's just for this lifetime. It is a very temporary storehouse. It's like a rented house. It will go. It will has to die. Sooner or later, it has to die. Okay? Okay. So that's the point. Now, okay, we'll go to the story. Is there any CEO in this company? In this room? CEO? Managing directors? Anyone? Any future managing directors? No? Anyone wants to become a CEO of any company? I can use this as an example. Okay. So, there is a CEO of a big company. Which is a big company in Melbourne? IT company.
Google.
I can't. Please speak out, Prabhu.
Google
company in Melbourne. That's the biggest company. Okay. Okay. Alright. That's okay. Okay. We'll assume. Google company is the biggest. So Google CEO is a very rich guy, right? He's got a lot of people to work upon. Now, this Google CEO, he called one of his big, important assistants, like this Prabhu, you know, a PhD wala. He said, come on, I'm very busy today. Now, I want to have a meeting with you. But because I'm running short of time, today is already Friday. I've got other engagements, sorry. Tomorrow you come to my house, okay? Take my visiting card, because that's what they talk. They will not, you know, they're very rich. They'll take my card, and tomorrow I'm expecting around 11 o'clock in the morning. Okay? Saturday morning, now, after 11 o'clock, is appointment. You come. He said, okay, sir, okay, thank you. Thank you, John. I'll come tomorrow morning. All of you with me? So, our person, our hero, is going tomorrow morning to the Google director's house. He's prepared all that. You know, okay, I'm going to see the CEO's house and I'll go have a talk with him and all that. He was preparing and all that. Then, obviously, he has got the address and his house is a very big house. His house has got four doors, four gates. Right? Western gate, Eastern gate, Southern gate and Northern gate. Four gates. Well, very big house, you know, what do you expect? Because he's the richest guy. It's a big house and servants and all. Now, as he went to the house, he saw, okay, he figured out, this is a house. When he went into the western gate, he was trying to peep. Immediately, four or five dogs came. He got scared. And he said, John, John. The dog was scared, John. The dog was screaming more than him, you know. Then he got scared. Okay, let me go to the other gate. He went to the southern gate. And there he said, John. Again, another two more dogs with this dog. Four or five dogs came. Again, he got scared. Oh, you know the dogs, sometimes ferocious dogs. If they bite you, they'll take at least 1 kg of flesh. Minimum 1 kg. Such big mouth, you know. So, you can't afford. Plastic surgery you can do for 2 or 3 grams. 1 kg, you know. No plastic surgery, technology is there.
You end up in hospital. You end up in hospital.
Yeah. And then he went to the eastern side door. Again the dog came. He cannot go. He was thinking, what's going on? Everywhere there is dog and I can't even touch the bell because the dog is ferocious. He's got scared. What if the dog bites you? We're very scared, you know. Then the only option for him is the northern gate. Northern gate. He said, what if I go there and again if I cannot go into my CEO, he asked me to come. If I don't meet him at 11 o'clock, my job is finished. Correct? Because CEO, he will say, out. Because he has called me to this house. So he came to the northern side. Again the dogs. And he got really scared. I don't know what he doesn't know what he's panicking and all that, you know. And he's trying to call him. No response.
Chokidar.
Prabhu, this is Australia, Prabhu. No chokidar. What is this? Chokidar means this is India chokidar. This is all electronic system. If he touches the CEO, he plants like this, and at 7 o'clock, just before he leaves it, the door will open. All programmed. Because he cannot afford to talk to another guy. Because if he talks, he lose $1 million. Everything is planned. The moment he comes out, the door will open. It's all electronic system. Because he's Google, no? You have to understand what the story is. Okay. No chokidar, everything, you know. Only dogs only. Because dogs, you don't pay them. So he came to the, and called also, 2-3 times. He was panicking, sweating. What should I do? Okay, he thought, okay, fine. I have to look for another job. If it is Google, what is other, you know, is there any other job, is there? What is other... Is there any alternative for Google or no?
Bing.
Microsoft.
Bing,
B-I-N-G. B-I-N-G. Okay, he thought, okay, I'll have to look for Bing job only. Because Google job will be gone. And then, he was shouting, John! John! So we have to chant like that, you know. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Krishna. Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! So again he was in the top of John, John. But fortunately for him, John was on the northern side of the gate because that was his room. Okay? He was doing something in the house. He happened, something he heard. And the dogs was also barking, you know, aggressive. All the sides of the dark from all the gates came to one place and barking. Then he saw something wrong, you know. Let me open and see. He was quite busy person to talking. Something he would be doing. And when he opened, he saw, he saw that guy. Then he forgot actually. Then he's one of my staff. I asked him to come. Oh, it's almost 11 o'clock now. I asked him to come. Then he said, Jimmy, and few dogs, he called the name. And they were kept quiet. Still doing. They're still angry. Just some unknown guy that, keep quiet, he said. Then he came one step forward. And again, the dog. Even the boss is there again. Like that. Again, he went back. Then he said, I cannot come, I'm scared, you know, like that. He said, wait. Then he came down. And when he came down, all the dogs, you know. No noise. He came, and then again he pressed one button from the computer, the gate opened. Then he said, come on now, John, don't worry, I am there. You know, he took and went to his room. They had a discussion. And then for some time, whatever the discussions, and then when he came back outside, John, he said, don't worry, I'll come. So he came, and then he pressed again his phone, the door closed, and the dog, let it go. Keep quiet. Then the dog kept quiet. And he left. What do you understand from this story? Anything strikes you? I don't know. What did it strike you?
Material things are like dogs. Material things are like dogs always barking us. So we should surrender to Krishna. Krishna is a boss.
Right? Yeah, so correct. Some parts are correct.
Surrender to Krishna. Krishna will just come hold of Maya is like dogs.
If you take one step, Krishna gets 100 steps.
So many morals are there. What I want to bring out is, we are that guy, the hero, who wanted to see the CEO. He's like a living entity. He cannot do anything. What can he do? Yeah? And Krishna is like a CEO of a company. Now the living entity is going to approach Krishna. But you cannot approach Krishna. Maya is always snaring at you. Bhakti Maya. The moment you go, Maya will say, okay, so long you have been with me. Do you want to go to Krishna this birth? You want to see? Then you cannot challenge Maya. You cannot say the dog, come on, you are biting me, I will also bite you. No. So what is the best way? Try endeavor by calling. What is our calling?
Krishna. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
Now we have called Krishna. So immediately Krishna will come down and help us? Yes? Because we called, is it? No. He's busy. The CEO did not come when he called first time. What did he do? Our hero, what did he do?
He cried.
And what did he do actually? Did he not shout? Are we shouting? Are we crying? We have to say endeavor. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Then one day Krishna will hear our cry. Oh, Aditya is calling my name for a long time. Okay, then Maya and dogs are keep on, you know, snaring at him. Now it's the time. Come on, Maya. Krishna's energy, because we discussed earlier, all the energies are coming from Krishna. He said, Maya, just give a break. He is my person. Then Maya, actually doesn't mean that Maya will, okay, say, yes sir. Maya has to do a role. So for some time, you know, disturbances will be little bit better. Again the approach. Then slowly, Krishna will help us to go to him. Because the path has to be given and supported by Krishna. He has to come and help us to go. And what are the other gates? And that one door, the northern gate, is known as a Bhakti Yoga. And there are other gates also, which is Dhyana Yoga, Karma Kanda, and Mystic Yoga perfections. All this will not help. Only if Maya will become more and more. Correct? The one door is there. One door. What is the door? Where Krishna is closer to his bedroom, that John was closer to his northern side door. So this is the closest side to Krishna, Bhakti Yoga, where you can go and approachable. Other process, Krishna is not in his bedroom. Bedroom of the John is closer to the northern side. If you this side you will help, he will not listen. Because he's not there. How he will listen? He's not interested. One cannot get Krishna Bhakti by doing lot of austerities, you know, by becoming a sannyasi. You cannot attract Krishna. But on the contrary, you are a biggest person. But if you offer something with love, then you can attract Krishna. Bhakti, love. Because he is a supreme person. You cannot challenge him. You have to be humble and then you can get his attention. Okay, so we will stop here. So this is the point I wanted to make. Okay, so we saw about different angles of Puranjana. So we will stop here. If there is any quick comments or questions, we will see. There is a wind up.
I have a question. So you said in your lecture, which is very nice, that in Kali Yuga change is the only way, it's an easy process. But so we've understood that as a communication. But I feel like sometimes we're in our own bubble, because we have in the world there's so many humans and so many other life forms, and they don't know anything about who and Krishna is and what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. And sometimes I feel a bit selfish because we're trying to small preaching acts like distribution or something like that. But it's only one-on-one with people, and we do interfaith, but it's not enough. And even with the people we preach to, some of them are not receptive and stuff like that. So.
So what is the question?
The question is
Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. It's not over, Prabhu Bhagavatam. Yeah.
How do you create on such a large scale? So many people in the world, and we only know about this.
That's what we are doing, right? We are doing, you know, on a large scale. That's what the temple is doing. On an individual scale, it may be different. It may be difficult too. The temple is already doing that. We get all the people to come here morning. Morning program, it's a preaching activity. Then we have other programs, you know, and all that. But book distribution is on a different level, you know, because you're going to meet one by one, and the person whom you're talking to is completely unknown to you. Right? And therefore, you have difficulty. Here, we have seen the faces, I know to some degree, the background and all that. So it's easier to preach. That's why people are coming to the Bhagavad. They come here to preach. But the book distribution is quite different, in a different dimension. So, you know, we are going to talk to a person who doesn't know anything about Krishna consciousness. It's not easy anyway. So that is why we've got expert book distributors. Now, so what can I comment, you know? It is a different realm. It's a different platform. Isn't it, Prabhu? You want to throw some light, Prabhu?
I don't understand the question. I understand that there's you know, if you look at the population of the world, it's a massive, huge. In comparison, the percentage of Krishna consciousness out there is very minimal, correct? And how do we, you know, what's our strategy, or how do we actually approach to make that little percentage into a big percentage, correct? Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, if we look at how Prabhupada started the movement, we only had a very small number. In the course of time, Prabhupada had 108 centers, and we have 700 centers. If you collectively look at the quantified amount of preaching taking place throughout the world, is having a greater impact. And it's not going to stop here. It's going to continue to grow. So that will, in due course of time, yes, it will have a greater impact than what it is now. We may seem it's small, but yes, just wait and see, it will happen big, and it's coming. And collectively, of course, individually, we also have put out our effort. It's not going to be just, So each individual has to do their bit. Collectively, as in a movement, or as in society, it will do bigger in scale and understand. That will happen. Yeah. It makes sense.
So yeah, yes, Prabhu. So good. Thank you, Prabhu. So yes, Mataji, there are a lot of, you know, stalwarts in preaching, in book distribution. You have to get in touch with that. But that is, I would say that you have to do that, but that's different techniques and all that. You have to get the techniques, and it's not easy. That's what I'm saying. So collective preaching is always good. That's what we are doing here. You know? We call people, we take prasadam with them, we chant in the morning, you know, chant Hare Krishna mantra, So that is easy, people will come. In the association of devotees, easier. One-to-one basis, bit harder. But nevertheless, they have to endeavor, and you can get techniques from other devotees who are already doing that, you know. They may be able to help you out more in that regard.
In context to your gates, if we go through the Delhi, history of Delhi, like ancient, medieval and modern history, these gates were made to stop the foreign invaders. Like from time to time, the Mughals invaded India and even the Britishers invaded. So you know this India gate was made during that time to stop the foreign invasion.
But now
the armies were set on those gates. And to stop the invaders.
But then now the problem is we are only going to the foreign countries, Mataji.
No,
rather
than for. Because it was mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita that during that age, those gates were made because to stop the invasions. So this means like in our body also there are gates to, you know, for all those bad things which are coming into us to stop them. You know, many foreign thoughts come to us.
That way you're saying, correct. Okay.
Yeah, in that sense.
Correct. That's a gate. So we have to check.
We have to filter. You know, there should be some filter to stop negative thinking or, you know.
See, that comes in the association of devotees. You know, if you are in association of devotees, negative thoughts will not come. Everything is high, everything is spiritual, beyond the three modes. And that is why it's recommended that, you know, one takes up some service. Okay, we'll stop here. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nithai Gaurav Premanand.